Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I'm Myrtle, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Quest Holding conference call to present and discuss the first quarter 2018 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Quest Holding management. Mr. Alexandros Roustas, Investor Relations Officer, please go ahead.
Yes, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alexandros Roustas, and I'm the Investor Relations Officer of Quest Holding, and I'm sitting here with our CEO, Mr. Apostolos Georgantzis, and our CFO, Mr. Marcos Bitsakos. This is our first conference call, which we are planning to repeat every 3 months from now on, right after the announcement of our quarterly financial results. We'll first give you a brief update of the results of the first 3 months of 2019 and an outlook for the rest of the year, and we'll later have time for your questions, if there are any. For those of you who sit in front of a PC, you can browse the IR segment of our corporate webpage, quest.gr, and download all relevant information, including our corporate quarterly presentation. Now we'll give the microphone to Mr. Marcos Bitsakos for his opening remarks.
Good afternoon. I'm Marcos Bitsakos, Quest Group CFO. Start with the snapshot of the consolidated figures for Q1. Revenues expanded by 7.9%, reaching 125 million euros. And this growth was mainly driven by two sectors, IT products and IT services, by 9.3% and 17.9% respectively. EBITDA grew by 10.8% and EBT by 5.8%. Earnings after tax and non-controlling interest augmented by 19.5%. Group net cash was 6.2 million compared to 500,000 in Q1 2018. So to summarize, Quest Group had a fairly good start in 2019.
Thank you, Mr. Bitsakos. Now, diving deeper into our segments, we observe that the IT product segment, which, if I may remind you, is consisted of 4 companies, InfoQuest, iSquare, iStorm, and Quest Online, grew by more than 9% at the sales level, and almost doubled at the EBT level. EBT has significantly been boosted almost by 1.4 million euro by the reversal of an extraordinary provision regarding intellectual property right fees. Highest growth, however, is in the IT services sector, which actually Unisystems and its subsidiaries, which expanded by almost 18% in sales and quadrupled its earnings before taxes compared to last year's Q1. The main reason for this is the completion of certain projects that were producing losses in the past, so as a result, the company recovers to its normal margins from now on. Postal services, that is ACS, were steady in terms of sales and, however, grew by 10% on EBT due to improvement in productivity, where the company has a very good track record for those who monitor it for some time. Electronic payments, that is cuddling, shrunk, however, by almost 10% in sales and 55% in EBT. What we observe here is that after an extraordinary performance in 2018, the local market matures and the company stabilizes at its normal levels, which are expected, however, to be maintained from now on. Last but not least, Quest Energy results doubled in Q1 2019 compared to the same period last year, due to the acquisition of new solar parks by the end of 2018. At this point, we should note that the total installed base is by now 13.2 megawatts of power. Now let me pass over to Mr. Georgantzis, our CEO, to give his view on the group's outlook.
Good afternoon from me too. Regarding the outlook of the rest of the current year, we note the following. We will go first overlooking per segment. Regarding the first segment, which is the IT projects, we estimated for the whole year to have a moderate growth in sales and EBT in comparison to the previous year, similar to the one we experienced in Q1, and with a slight improvement in organic profitability, excluding any extraordinary effects such as IP rights. Regarding the IT service sector, we estimated that Q1's growth trend will continue in the remaining year, both in terms of sales and EBT. Therefore, we will expect a double-digit growth throughout the P&L. In the third sector, which is the postal services, we expect an increase in sales, an increase in the in growth of the sales in the coming quarter, especially in Q2, since Q1 was affected by seasonality. Easter this year was about a month later versus last year, and therefore we also expect a moderate EBIT growth. Furthermore, we expect our investment in the new hub to, that we have planned since a year ago to gradually start during Q3 of the current year. And we expect it to be concluded by the end of next year. Going forward in the electronic payment sector, 2019 sales are estimated to stabilize at 2080 levels after the, as mentioned by also by Alexandros, extraordinary 2018 year, with EBITDA levels are at the order of 25% to 30%, while EBIT margins between 10% and 50%. Further growth, we expect it to be driven by increase of transactions, which are still growing at double-digit growth rates, even in Q1, as well as the launch of new products and services to merchants. Finally, in the last sector, which is renewable energy production, the Quest Energy Group, this is a year where we experience a double in all the numbers. So we have a growth of more than 100% throughout the P&Ls, as it is shown also in Q1. And this trend is estimated to continue throughout the year and for the whole year. Furthermore, possible growth is expected if we manage to add additional, let's say, parks investments, which are currently planned. If we go now on the group level, the total of the segments, for the whole year, assuming a steady Greek economy, which is in which we do a majority of our revenue, we estimate a moderate growth for the whole year compared to 2018. And more especially regarding guidance, we expect that sales will grow for the whole year of the order of single digit, between 5 and 10%. EBITDA to grow, as we also announced in the previous quarter, by double-digit growth compared to 2018, at the levels of 2017 and a bit higher, which is of the order of 40 million per year. While EBIT, we try to achieve the very good levels we had in 2018, or a bit higher, and this is due to the fact that, as we explained, this year, the maturity of the business in Carling is leading to a lower profitability, which has to be, let's say, covered by the remaining segments, which is estimated of the order of 2 to 3 million. Alexandros.
Okay. Thank you, Apostole. That was our brief overview for the first quarter. Now, if there are any questions, we're now happy to take them.
The first question comes from the line of Kalogeropoulos Giannis with Beta Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I'd like to ask two questions regarding a CAPEX guidance for the group for the whole year, if there is any. And secondly, could you comment on your dividend policy both for 2019 and for the coming years? Is it going to be the same pattern as in 2018, I mean through a capital return, or you are going to proceed to a normal dividend distribution? Thank you.
Do you hear me? Am I heard?
Yes, I can. Yes, hello.
It is Apostolos Georgantis. Okay, regarding the CAPEX, normally we have, as we mentioned in the past as well, a rate that we, in which we, let's say, segment the profitability we do every year. We said that we have a round figure, let's say, in which we split, in a round way in which we split, let's say, our profitability, and 80% goes to new investments regarding mainly growth, and 20% goes to back to our shareholders. So our CAPEX guidance would be of the order of 20 to 25 million, but this is just a round figure, is indicative, because we're actually pursuing an investment. So in case we find something that would be interesting enough to invest in, it might be bigger. Of course, we have to mention that this is not running capex. Most of it is growth capex. So you have to know that if we don't need to grow, the running capex is of the order of below 5 million per year. If I will recall, it's between 2 and 4 million per year. So that's regarding the first question.
Okay. Yeah, to figure it out, that means that the 2025 million also includes the capex related to the postal services new logistics center expansion, and
yes,
does not include any further acquisitions or development in the energy section, right? So if something new comes on the energy sector, it will be on the top of the 20 to 25 million guidance, correct?
Let's say our budget, let's say, our capex budget for the new building of ACS is about 12 million for this year, and another similar amount for the next year.
Okay.
On top of that, the running capex is about 3-4 million. So we still have enough space to invest more, either in the energy sector in which we're pursuing the new investments, or in other sectors. However, we don't have something that we can, let's say, disclose at the moment.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. And regarding my second question on the dividend policy?
Yeah, the dividend policy is our policy in practice for the last 3 years is that we decide usually to go at the end of, decided on the end of the year. Yeah, and what we do usually is that we proceed with capital return rather than a dividend, but it's the same thing in terms of dividend payout to our shareholders, and we choose that because it's a more tax efficient, let's say, way to proceed with. This is something that will be decided at the end of the year. Our initial plan is to continue the good practice that we've done the previous 3 years.
So something like same payout ratio, correct, regarding the net profits of the year? Same ratio over the full profit of full 19 net profit. The ratio, I mean, will be the same, like in 2018.
Assuming that we have similar, a bit higher profitability, we'll have a similar or a bit higher payout in terms of amount, not of percentage. Okay?
Okay, thank you, that's fine.
Does this cover your question?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, next.
We have a follow-up question from the line of Mr. Kalogeropoulos-Yannis with Beta Securities. Please proceed.
Yes, I have a new question that I forgot to mention before regarding your net debt position. In the first quarter, we saw an increased working capital over sales ratio. Would you see that normalizing towards the end of the year, or we should assume a group similar ratio for the full year? Thank you.
Hi, this is Marcos Bitsakos speaking. It's not an easy answer to give you. However, let me remind you that what we have seen in the change of net cash for the group is the similar pattern that Quest Group has over the last few years for the first 3 or 4 months of this calendar year. And why is that? Because Quest Group has always increased the working capital needs for the first 4 months or 5 months of the year. Now, if we're going to have exactly the same pattern over the rest of the year, I don't think so. However, it depends on the circumstances for some of our companies.
So the most probable outlook is that we will see a normalization in the quarters to follow. I mean, 2Q, 3Q, and 4Q. Okay,
this is correct.
Thank you. Okay, thank you a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Apostolos Georgatsis for any closing comments. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Georgatsis.
Okay, thank you for being with us. We just to conclude, we would like to say that the first quarter was a good start to the year, especially regarding our sales increase performance. We hope to continue during the year and also to improve our organic profitability, since we expect the effect that we have from the maturing of the payments division to gradually diminish during the year. Therefore, we estimate that the following quarters will have an gradually improving profitability versus the previous year, leading to the full year results, which we estimate to be regarding our profitability the same as the previous year, or hopefully a bit better. Thank you very much.